evening.
Good evening to you, Ronnie. Of course, our continuing coverage of the events in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the impacts on Barbados. We have on the line again the head of Met Services, Director of Met Services, Mr. Sabu Best. Good evening again, Sabu.
Hi, good evening, Stetson, and good evening, Ronnie, and good evening, listeners. I have a lot of information, interesting information for your listeners. From where I sit here in Charnock's Grace Church, the ash is actually coming down a lot harder, the hardest we've seen it for the day here in Charnock. So it's really coming down. We just ventured outside to go and check out our rain gauges, and it was very uncomfortable, I can tell you. It was actually just rolling into your eyes. I forgot in our previous announcements to mention to your listeners, if you do even have to go outside, try not to even look up. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's going to go in your eyes. It's going to irritate your eyes. And when we went outside, I didn't even look up, and it was just making its way into my eyes, and it was a very uncomfortable experience, I can tell you. But it's really coming down here in Charnock, quite surprisingly for the plume that we've seen going through now. So it's surprising to see the kind of intensity of the ash fall we have here at Charnock right now. I can only imagine what it's like for further north in St. Peter and St. Lucie, where it's actually having a greater impact. Anyway, there's a plume, a pretty thick plume that's going through right now, and it should pass through and finish its track across the air in about, say, another 15, 20 minutes, where the ash fall should ease off a little bit. But what's really interesting is that there's another huge explosion, a very dense one, kind of looking like the one that came through at 3:30 today that turned St. Lucie and St. Peter into what we call like a premature nighttime. So it looks really massive and dense. So that one should arrive close to our on the western coast in about, say, another half an hour, 45 minutes or so. It's looking pretty, pretty dense, like the ones, like I said, that came through before. Outside of that, I have to mention that quite surprisingly, we had a lengthy discussion this morning, Larry, about the possibility of rain, and that because of the great volume of volcanic ash in the atmosphere, it's going to make it pretty difficult. Believe it or not, our radar is actually picking up some showers, approaching the St. Lucie, St. Peter, St. Andrew, and Norris and James area. There are one or two showers, actually very weak ones, that passed through some sections in the northern part of the island already, but there are some more that's actually surprisingly approaching the island. And the first set, which is now under 10 kilometers away, or probably less, is about to make its way on to St. Lucie and St. Peter. Now, these showers are not very intense, so we're not talking about any kind of flooding and stuff like that, no. But we're probably talking about creating a mess on the streets and the roads, in that the ash that's already in the ground is dry and loose, and this rain is going to come down, probably make it a little, I don't want to say sludgy, but slippery. And so any motorist that traverses in the northern section, you know, you got to really exercise due care. It's going to get very, very treacherous out there and very slippery. I really would recommend, if you're on the road, you need to get off the road, get home, and stay at home. Don't go on the road. It's going to be super slippery. The other thing is if the showers do accumulate to anything that can wash the roads clean, it may actually end up washing some of that ash into side roads and making it even more treacherous on those side roads or areas where puddles settle, then you have a great accumulation of this ash in those areas. So you need to be very careful about that. Let's hope it's enough blessing that it can wash off some of the crops that farmers have out there, and maybe the grass, and maybe wash away some of the ash. But then there's another negative side to this. When these clouds come in, and if they do make it in across the northern section, it could also help in dragging down further ash from in the atmosphere. Because both are going to be in the atmosphere. The ash, volcanic ash bloom and the rain clouds, they're going to be present both together, competing for the same environment. And precipitation falling, it's going to drag out some of the volcanic ash down with it. And so it's not only going to try to wash away the ash that's already on the ground, but it's going to bring down more. So it may not actually work in terms of washing off anything we have, because it would be more successful if there wasn't any more ash coming. but there's still ash coming and there's rain falling with it. So it's not really going to help the situation.